This is Maryland Viewpoints, an in-depth discussion of the events and issues impacting our state. Now, from the studios of the Maryland News Network, this is Maryland Viewpoints with Meredith Marks.
Welcome to Maryland Viewpoints. I'm Meredith Marks, and this week we are talking to Empower for Life. And this is an all-volunteer board of Empower for Life. They plan to make plans, organizing and operating resource drives, the delivery of material goods to their partner homeless shelters, and the fundraisers that help enable them, along with generous support from the public, and to work diligently to fulfill their mission. And they strive to establish trusting, supportive relationships with children in the shelters, so that their efforts to share important knowledge in their lessons and programs are met with an eager and enthusiastic acceptance. They seek to guide their young friends to a balanced life that attends to the needs of their bodies and minds while nurturing the spirit of optimism, compassion, and joy that will sustain them through adversity. And I want to introduce to you Connie Carnes. Hi, Connie.
Hi. How are you, Meredith?
I am good. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Tell everybody what you do for Empower for Life.
Well, my main goal is to, I'm the office manager, but I'm also on the board. I do the nuts and bolts. I do the paying of checks, for paying the instructors. I keep the facility going. I help manage and organize any event that may be coming up. I also and like a point person for any drop of donations. I help with the financial aspect of it as well. So I kind of have my hand in everything.
So do a nice little overview of what Empower for Life is all about.
Well, what Empower for Life is basically a bunch of awesome instructors throughout Baltimore and Harford counties that go to the homeless shelters. We have 5 shelters that we deal with. And we partner with them to do programming for children that are in those homeless shelters. Currently, there's about 226 in those 5 shelters,
wow.
And those are just the children. So we try to strive to give them a positive outlook, give their evenings, in daytime they're in school, but when they get home, per se, when they get back to the shelter, there's no rhyme or reason. It's chaotic. It can be hectic. It can be very depressing. So what Empower does is go to these shelters and offer programming. It could be exercises such as Zumba or pound or bar. They do art and yoga. They do any type of helpful insight as to age-appropriate courses that go to give them an idea of how to combat and basically be on a more positive environment for themselves so that they can move past what's going on with them in the shelter.
Now, are a lot of these children that are in the shelters, do they have parents with them? Do they have people in their life to help with them?
They do.
Okay.
Unfortunately, a lot of those children, though, you're in a cramped space.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a room. You're sharing with however many beds are in that particular room. So there's no privacy. There's no opportunity to really kind of play or have a positive environment because everybody's dealing with their homelessness as well.
So let's go back a little bit to the story. I want to read a little bit about how this started. It kind of blossomed when your founder, Jennifer Barrett Cox, began volunteering to work with homeless children at the Eastside Family Emergency Shelter in Rosedale in 2012. And her time at this transitional shelter opened her eyes to the tremendous disadvantages faced by children coming from turbulent situations. And Jen is a teacher, so she saw the pitfalls many of these vulnerable children would have to face on the road of life. And she knew that their path to education would be particularly hard as they were bounced from one unstable environment to another without the material resources and, in many cases, the parental support necessary to be successful in school. So she saw children with behavioral and emotional problems acting out. She saw children not regularly getting nourishing and healthy foods, who were confined to cramped spaces for a long time. She saw children with hollow, empty eyes, slowly having their spirit crushed by fear and loss of hope. And she knew that for these kids to have their one true chance at a happy and healthy life, they needed nourishment for body, mind, and spirit. And in May of 2015, this holistic approach was born. It was born Empower for Life. And the three pillars of the Empower for Life program are?
Health for hope, fitness for a future, and resources for rejuvenation.
So let's talk about a little bit of the health for hope.
Okay. Basically, it's giving the children some tools to make good choices in their life, to build and maintain their mental, emotional, and social, spiritual health throughout their lives by offering them access to age-appropriate wellness lessons.
And what about fitness for a future?
Well, that is basically where they learn physical fitness can be fun, along with a lifelong habit of offering participation in a variety of games and exercises and movement activities that are led by fitness professionals, you know, for Zumba and for bar and so forth. Each of these children never really have a chance to play in rec sports or games due to financial and transportation constraints. So it's basically giving them an opportunity to exert some of that energy.
Right. And then the resources for rejuvenation.
What we do is we provide material resources for life success. Any charity or compassion, we're able to collect and distribute food, bedding, clothes, personal care products, school products, and anything else for these at-risk children, depending on what their need is. We have a firm conviction that each child, if they're given the proper material resources and knowledge, they can gain personal power to build a self-sufficient future and enjoy a happy and healthy life. And on top of that, we also have an opportunity where we give them a kindness token, where they can basically give that token to somebody else and pay it forward, so that they learn that, you know, I may be small, I may be only 7 years old, but I know I can help somebody else of my age or younger or even better, older. And that gives them a little bit of empowerment to say, you know what, I believe you can have a good life if you learn these skills too.
And it's important to show these kids that even though they are in a really tough situation, that it's important to help others regardless of what your situation is. I mean, that's so important. That's wonderful to teach them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it's important to just mention to people that the little things that you take for granted, for instance, you know, these are families that are living in homeless shelters, and the children, you know, are in need of specific things that help to make their life better. For instance, a toothbrush.
Mm-hmm.
Toothpaste, you know.
And sometimes it's just normal, regular body care products.
Yes.
You know, and we have a storage area where we collect that stuff. And then when we hear that a shelter needs, we go ahead and we send a whole bunch of it over there so that they can use it. And it's kind of like a free store, basically. And it allows them to not stress about those smaller necessities that we take for granted sometimes.
Right. And it's also to help them, I mean, to destigmatize themselves, because there's always going to be a stigma kind of floating around. And it's kind of to show them that, you know what, my situation might be tough, but I'm not going to let it get the best of me. And I'm going to take care of myself, and I'm going to do what everybody else in the world does by, you know, taking care of my body, my mind, my spirit, and just keeping, you know, myself afloat. And
Absolutely.
And rising above it, right? That's the
Absolutely.
Whole purpose of it. I want to give people your website, Empower for Life, MD. That's Empower the number 4, lifemd.org. Because there are so many different opportunities on your website. I want to just dive into one right now. There is an opportunity for people to volunteer, to help out. And the great thing about this, Connie, is that it's all ages. Can you talk about that for a minute?
Well, what we have is we have many opportunities to volunteer. And we like when children also volunteer because it kind of wraps themselves into the community of, you know, children helping children. So, like, we have Girl Scout troops, we have schools, we have church organizations, like their youth groups and so forth, and they come out and they help us. Right now our big project is our holiday project. We have over 223, I believe, children that we're doing adopt a child for the holidays. And we have opportunity for all these groups to be able to help with decorating cards, wrapping gifts, purchasing gifts, being a part of something bigger than themselves. And what's really awesome, because what we have now coming up in 2 weeks, I think it is, we are going to be having our huge wrapping extravaganza where all of these children that are in the shelters, we have 203 volunteers at this point in time that are going to come and wrap gifts for all of these children that are in these homeless shelters that are wonderful, wonderful community members have donated gifts, clothes, extra toys, wrapping paper, all that kind of stuff, gift cards, so that we can make sure that these children have an opportunity to have a good holiday. And it's just, it's such an exciting time. We spend a good full day just wrapping gifts and filling stockings with all those personal care products and little doodads, you know, gifts and so forth. And we encourage children to be involved. We encourage teens to be involved because there are teens that are involved in the homeless shelter environment. And so, you know, it's a matter of just taking that holiday spirit and being a part of something bigger than themselves.
And that's why we always say it truly does take a village. Well, we are going to take a short break. When we get back, we're going to dive into more on this holiday project and talk about something that's going to be coming up in February. Maryland Viewpoints will continue after this.
If you have uninsured auto fines you owe to the Maryland Motor Vehicle Administration, please listen. The Fine Fix program can help eliminate 80% of your fines. 80%. Through a partnership between the MVA and Maryland Auto, FineFix helps Maryland drivers get rid of their uninsured auto fines, get back in good standing, and get the insurance they need. To see if you are eligible, visit finefix.maryland.gov. The FineFix program ends soon, so don't wait. Visit finefix.maryland.gov.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-41-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 888-41-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 888-41-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40-by-60-foot building or a 50-by-100 clearspan building, fast and easy. Call 888-41-STEEL. That's 888-417-8335. 888-41-STEEL.
Welcome back to Maryland Viewpoints. I'm your host, Meredith Marks. I'm with Connie Carnes of Empower for Life, MD. And hey, Connie, we were just talking about this holiday project before the break, and I want to dive back into this. Okay. This is something that's really cool because it's unfortunate that we have so many children living in homeless shelters, but this is a time for the community to come together and really step up to make these kids' holidays a fabulous one. And there are so many different opportunities. You had mentioned adopting a child, which is purchasing items. You'll purchase something that, you know, is valued maybe at $30. Mm-hmm. And the deadline is Thursday, December 19th to drop it off. And then you got to put everything in a bag when dropping off your donations and leave it unwrapped, because like you said, you're going to have this big, fun wrapping extravaganza, which gets everybody amped up, right?
Absolutely.
So talk a little bit more about this option for adopting a child.
Well, one of the neat things about Empower for Life is that nothing is turned away. Nothing is, we accept everything. We have opportunities to adopt a child. I believe we still have some children that could use some adoption. And you basically purchase an outfit and a toy of their preference in their age category. Sometimes they'll say, well, geez, a little three-year-old girl likes the color pink, and she needs something that has to do with Paw Patrol. So we go ahead, and that person will go out and purchase something for that child according to what their wishes are. There's also the opportunity to donate wrapping paper, bows, ribbon, cards, tissue paper, tape, scissors, you know, just the stuff that you would normally use to wrap any gifts that when we do our Christmas. And then there's also the opportunity to donate gift cards for those children that maybe haven't been adopted, or maybe they're a little light. And what I mean by light is maybe they didn't get quite enough in comparison to somebody who is still at that shelter too. And it might seem like, well, that's not fair. So we'll go ahead and use those gift cards and purchase items mm-hmm. for those children. And then what we do is we have everybody bagging everything up all in one nice big bag tied with a bow, has a stocking in there, has all the wrapped presents, and then they're delivered to the shelter that day.
Wow.
So we have invigorating when you see all this paper, all these people coming in shifts. And, you know, a lot of the opportunity, too, is that when we have sponsorships out there, you know, like there's corporations that help us with donations. There's people that help us with just average Joes, you and me, you know, that go in and say, hey, I want to just do something for somebody else because that's just what I want to do for the holidays.
Right. And people can come in and drop all of this stuff off to your office in Kearney?
Yes, and that's 3224 Joppa Road, and it's by appointment. So if they need to do that, they can call me at my number or message me at 443-668-9901, and we can coordinate a time. If Monday evenings are usually the times that we have them dropping off, and I believe we have a couple of other dates. I think this Friday we have, this is too late though. We have another Monday and I believe the 19th, right? Yes.
Yes, I think the 19th.
The 19th is the other drop-off date. And you can bring those or contact me or look on website as to when you can drop them off. It's definitely going to be a chaotic time because we have a lot that are coming in, which is wonderful.
The more the merrier, right, Connie?
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Again, Connie's number 443-668-9901 if you would like to organize a drop off and be able to donate to this great cause. Talk a little bit about the drop and shop and sip and shop.
Well, what we have is at that same address, we have what's called a little mini store. And it's donations that are given throughout the year from people that are cleaning out spring cleaning or fall cleaning, or their children have grown out of things. It's anything from toys to clothes to household items. And what we do is we open the doors Monday evenings, 5:30 to 7:30, and we ask people to come on in, do some shopping, and let's say somebody's not doesn't have a whole lot of money. Nothing's priced, so you give what you feel you can afford. That money goes back into our programming that happens throughout the whole year.
Wow.
And so we don't, you know, if you only have $5 and you have an armload full of clothes, great. We'll take the $5 and then we go ahead and let you take those clothes because that's what you need.
That is so amazing. I mean, yeah, really, truly amazing. I bet that helps so many people.
Well, it does. And what's really nice too, Meredith, is that these are all donations from other people. So it's, you know, it's we're not losing anything.
Right.
You know, and the people that are receiving are not losing anything. They're gaining. And, you know, let's say we have an issue, a situation where in the past where a family was able to move into a home finally from the shelter. They had nothing. So our organization put out a call, hey, we need this, this, and this. You know, we need household furniture. We need, you know, who has anything that they want to donate for this family? And we had vehicle upon vehicle upon vehicle that was able to provide what was needed to get this household started.
That's amazing.
Isn't it?
Wonderful to see this community coming together. I love that. It's just beautiful to watch. Talk a little bit about the summer camp opportunity.
Yes, summer camp. This past year, we did 5 weeks of summer camp, and we reached about 20 children and gave them an activity every day for 5 weeks. And that got them out of the shelter. They got to explore. They went sailing. They went swimming. They had, you know, just little mini day trips.
Wow.
But they also learned about camp, and it's an opportunity that was provided by sponsors and people that said, hey, you know what, I want to donate for that. This coming year, we expect to expand that program and make it a little longer or two different sessions, depending on how everything goes. But we are hoping to expand that because of the generosity of the public. All of our donors have been amazing, just completely amazing. We currently are in our 10th season for any sort of programming, and we've done 77 programs in 45 nights.
Wow.
And that's just on a day-to-day basis. And the summer camp, it's all day.
Well, think about it. The kids that are in the homeless shelters, usually throughout the year, they're in school. And then school ends, mm-hmm. and you're going, are they going to sit here all day? I mean, they need to be able to be children and get out and explore and touch and see and feel and experience life. I mean, imagine, I want people listening to really imagine this. Imagine they are sitting there. They don't have access to a pool. It's hot. You know, they don't have much to do. And this gives these kids this outlet that they so desperately need to be able to go and be children, which is important. They have to be able to do that.
Absolutely. And we want them to have meaningful experiences, you know, something that's going to uplift them thinking, okay, even though we are in a shelter and we are crowded in and we don't have a lot of availability to extra things in our lives, That's not our fault, but it's also an opportunity for us to be able to say, okay, you're in this shelter, but you know what? You're valuable.
Yes.
And let's go ahead and invest in you because you deserve that.
Yes. We are running out of time, but I want to touch really quickly on an upcoming fundraiser that you have in February at Sunset Cove. It is going to be your second annual Penguin Plunge. That's exciting. Talk about that.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's so much fun. You see all these people coming in, and they actually go ahead and have a good conversation between, you know, they're just milling around, networking, having fun. Kids are there, teenagers and adults. And basically, we invite everybody to come out. You don't have to participate in the plunge itself, but you can come out and enjoy the ambiance. Last year was quite chilly, but those brave souls, they did. They jumped into the water, and it was wonderful.
Wow.
And it's a great fundraiser. The tickets are like $40 for an adult, 25 for kids, 5 and under are for free. It's going to be held at 1 o'clock at Sunset Cove. And I do have a website that you can purchase your tickets at, and that's myevent.com/penguinplunge.
Myevent.com/penguinplunge.
Right.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much to Connie Carnes of Empower for Life. Empower for Life, that's the number 4. EmpowerForLifeMD.org. Also, you can find them on Facebook and Instagram. Connie, thank you so much.
Thank you, Meredith. I appreciate the opportunity.
Have a wonderful holiday, and thank you for allowing these children to have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you so much. You do the same.
This is Maryland Viewpoints, a presentation of the Maryland News Network, heard on radio stations across Maryland. The views expressed in this program are not necessarily the views of radio station ownership, management, or advertisers. Join me again next time for Maryland Viewpoints. I'm Meredith Marks.